This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening, I'm Natalie Haddad with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Motorists in Southern Colorado are reporting gas stations are out of fuel. Drivers in Pueblo and Canyon City have reached out to AAA, who report this is a national trend. Well into Friday evening, drivers reported long lines as people panic bought gasoline. Skylar McKinley, Regional Director of Public Affairs for AAA Colorado, says there isn't a gas shortage, but there is a driver shortage. On Saturday, Magellan Midstream Partners, a fuel distribution company that provides gas supply to Fountain, says the company has recently been conducting maintenance and testing on its pipelines from Aurora to Fountain and expect to resume normal operations today. Colorado Springs police say three teenagers were among five people shot around 9 o'clock Friday evening near the Citadel Mall just off Academy Boulevard. Police described their injuries as serious but not life-threatening. Officers responded to a call of gunfire at a carnival in the mall parking lot. Here, two juveniles were taken to a local hospital and a third juvenile was transported to a hospital by a relative. Police say the shooting happened during a disturbance between two groups of people who knew each other. Then, less than an hour later, officers responded to another shooting just a block away in the parking lot of the Boston Market restaurant near the intersection of Academy Boulevard and Galley Road. Police determined that a suspect fired shots after confronting three people in a parked car. Bullets hit two of the people inside, and the third person drove the victims to a hospital. Police say they don't know if the shootings are connected, but likely are isolated incidents, and there is no immediate threat to the public. On Monday, June 21st, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment will begin making outgoing phone calls to Colorado residents ages 18 and older who have not yet received a COVID-19 vaccine. Callers will provide information about the vaccination, help with scheduling appointments at local vaccine locations, and answer questions about the vaccine. The outbound call campaign is an important step toward Colorado's goal of having 70% of adults vaccinated with at least one dose by the 4th of July. This goal is in line with President Biden's National Month of Action, which aims to increase vaccination rates across the country.
And a big scare in Larson Ranch last night after a bomb threat forced residents to evacuate their homes. Neighbors within 1/4 mile of Pilgrimage Road were told to leave their homes after 21-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich threatened his family. Deputies were told he might be heavily armed, including with a possible homemade bomb. The crisis and negotiation unit was finally successful getting Aldrich to surrender peacefully after several hours. He's now in the El Paso County Jail, charged with 2 counts of felony menacing and 3 counts of first-degree kidnapping. The mystery now unraveling in the disappearance of Jepsy Kalungi. Colorado Springs police say they now know how her husband murdered her, and the search is on for her body. Police believe 38-year-old Dane Kalungi strangled his young bride, Jepsy, before burying her somewhere in the state and then skipping town. Dane moved to California days after friends and family last heard from Jepsy in March of 2019, raising suspicions for police. By June of this year, they finally had enough evidence to issue an arrest warrant for Dane. He's facing first-degree murder charges now, which indicates that police believe Jepsy's murder was intentional and planned out ahead of time. The big question that remains, where is her body? Police hope Dane will help find her, but if not, they hope someone from the community might come forward.
We've seen that in, you know, other homicides where 4 or 5 years later, somebody has it within themselves that says, you know what, this has really been wearing me down. I need to get this off my chest, and they'll walk into a substation and contact us.
Police do say they believe he buried her somewhere in Southern Colorado. Dane is currently in a New Mexico jail and is expected to be extradited back to Colorado Springs soon. And a Pueblo police officer is now being praised for helping get a wanted fugitive off the streets. The officer spotted a car that had been reported stolen. He then followed that car to a nearby apartment complex. After backup arrived, police called for the man to come outside. He turned out to be 27-year-old Danny Garcia, a fugitive on the Safe Streets Task Force Most Wanted list. In addition to that stolen car, officers found guns and narcotics inside the apartment.
That's a look at your top headlines. For more headlines, go to KRDO.com. I'm Natalie Haddad. Have a great Saturday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nick Carter. Have some heavy showers and thunderstorms moving through eastern Colorado. That's going to continue probably for the rest of the night. We're looking at a few thunderstorms over the eastern plains that can produce large hail and damaging winds. Skies are going to clear up here in Colorado Springs tonight. Overnight lows will be in the mid to upper 50s. Then for Sunday, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Very warm with a high of 89. Much cooler on Monday with a high temperature only near 70. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.